Welcome to part two of the IUFRO Division III podcast with Professors Luc Labelle and Sophie D'Amour from Laval University.
FOREC has made large contributions to forest supply chain research globally, and the success of FOREC is still going on, and I'm sure it will be for many years to come. Sophie briefly mentioned continuous improvement as well as continuous transformation in terms of research ideas. But do you have any specific future projects that FOREC is going to take on?
We still have to tackle the issue of both horizontal and vertical collaboration between companies. We feel like the sector needs to have a better understanding and capacity to see and measure the opportunities of collaboration, because everybody agrees on collaboration on paper. But if you want the collaboration to get going, you need to be able to estimate the benefits and find ways to share these benefits in an acceptable means. And this is something that we are now in a position to, with some of the technical development we've done with the platforms, the interest of our partners, we feel like we are on the verge on making something quite challenging or involving for our partners. So that's one issue.
But one of the very exciting projects we have in front of us, and it's not a solo project of FOREC, it's a broader initiative of Université Laval, and it's strongly led by the Faculty of Forestry. You know, we have La Forêt Montmorency. La Forêt Montmorency is known to be the largest education research forest in the world. It's I don't know exactly the dimension, but it's huge. And we are
16,000 hectares.
Okay. And we are operating on that forest, and we're testing real operation and different strategy in terms of managing the forest, and our students are in the field. And the next step to that is to really digitalize the forest and have a complete numerical representation of that forest. And of course, FOREC is behind that, pushing so that we can test some of our decision process and new ideas. And one of the new ideas is to develop decision theaters, which are kind of situation rooms. Many people have seen the CNN situation room, but it is a room where people gather to make decisions on how their value chain, forest value chain, will evolve, having access to database modeling models of their assets and how they can, make the analytics from different perspectives, not just from the economic perspective, but surely from the environmental and social perspective also. So that's where we're aiming. How are we going to bring people who have interest in the forest sector, we are stakeholders, and make sure that they can all work together with the capacity of making good decisions, understanding the benefit, sharing the benefit, but also having the capacity to make the complex decision. So visualization, analytics, decision support system, but also in a very efficient environment. In Quebec, the decision process on how to use the forest is a public process. The forest is mainly, to a great extent, public land, crown land, and it is managed by the government and the people of Quebec. And therefore, it requires that people sit together and find the best way of using that. And of course, all values are critical. But as of today, we do not have the means to be able to take all the complexity of this system and present it or support the decision-making in an efficient way. And I think FOREC has everything with the faculty, the incredible capacity of having a digitalized forest of that scale, to partners with all people around the world who want to do this. We are open, I'm saying this, we are open to business. Come and see and work with us, and we will help you in all of your project in regard of this. But I think this is really one element of the future.
It's a very exciting project.
It is.
I'm a part of it, of course.
Yes, we are counting on that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really inspiring to hear about the future of FOREC and what you guys have for a vision. Let's shift our discussion a little bit towards IUFRO. Both Professor LaBelle and D'Amora are taking the lead in the Forest Operations Management Research Group within Division III, and not surprisingly, it's one of the most active research groups in Division III. Can you summarize your research group activities over the last couple of years under your leadership?
We've been involved with what I would identify as fairly conventional activities. Important, but conventional, organizing joint meetings, especially with SSAFR, joint meeting with COFFEE. In the next few years, from now on, and I think thanks to the leadership that Woodham is bringing to Division III, we need to also start thinking outside the box as far as how we contribute to UFRO and benefit from UFRO to let the word out about the research, the problems, the challenge that are faced all around the world. So I would like to see us get more involved also with the involvement of graduate students in activities that could benefit, you know, from the network of UFRO. This PhD conference that is organized in Oregon next year is an excellent example of something that more needs to be done in that area. And I think that Sophie and I are going to look at that closely and see how also for some of the activities we do here at FARAC, foreign students, basically, we have a summer school that happens every year. We have an expo conference that happens also every year to share that with the UFRO network. There were great benefits. And Sophie might talk about some of the activities related to, for example, SSAFR that have taken place in the last couple of years, because they've also spearheaded some other activities.
For those in our audience who might not know what SSAFR is, that's the acronym for Symposium on Systems Analysis for Forest Resources.
Yeah, and we've been a strong supporter of SSAFR. We held one of the meeting 2-3 years ago and always been a very active in participating in all of these meetings. And this is a UFRO event, very important one. It's the unique event in our field, I must say, that is really focusing on what we do in terms of research. Most of the time, we are one component of broader conference themes. I must say that I expect we're going to do even more with the leadership of Professor Shang, is bringing really a lot of energy into this idea of collaborating and raising the profile of this area in terms of in the community, the research community. And we will follow him, follow his leadership. There's a conference coming, the QC Wood Conference, and of course a number of event and meeting. I think the idea that Professor Shang have of also making sure that our upcoming scientists, that we facilitate their entry into their next stage of their career by providing a strong network and some space to connect beforehand, before they need to really do it to bring their research agenda forward. I think this is the thing to do, and he's doing it very, very well. So IUFRO is the unique international platform we have to collaborate and connect, and we can do more. We've been doing, but we can do more.
Like this upcoming conference, Wood Quebec 2016, what's I find interesting with it is that it's a joint activity between Division 5 and 3. And so to connect wood quality with supply chain issue. So also networking within a division is great, and having this also connection with other division, I think, provides value. But I know that you mentioned earlier in our conversation that it's a challenge to attract new PhD students to forestry research, especially forest operation. I don't know if you don't mind, but we'd like to share some ideas in this regard, how we can contribute and how UFO can contribute.
Sure, I know the FOREC has been very successful in recruiting graduate students. I know you have a number of graduate students working on a variety of research fields in supply chain, forest supply chain, and forest operations. Yes, so go ahead, please let us know what your strategies are and how you are able to recruit students and how to educate and train them as future research scientists.
One of the things that I think helps is to break down some of the walls, the discipline walls. So doing a PhD in forest operation problems, you say, well, am I going to be on the edge? Am I going to learn, really the most recent techniques if I go in that field? And we tell them, yes, of course. And then we show them that you're going to be part of an interesting group with different disciplines and background that will also offer them challenging problems. Because, as you know, sometimes we can envision forest operation as something of the past, you know, logging camps and cutting down trees in the forest. But it's anything but a good reflection of the challenges that we're facing. Sophie mentioned earlier the difficult interface with the public, who's expecting us to do a stellar job about how we manage a natural resource. We pretend it's a renewable resource. It is, as long as we are managing it and taking the right decision on how to value it. It requires so many different perspectives and expertise that they get into a community. And I think that's where we might even get more going on, also by joining in or using UFRO to really connect these young researchers. Give them room and an opportunity to realize that they are in a community that people from Indonesia, South Africa, Korea, Sweden, are involved in challenging problems like they are, and then you can connect with those.
But I would add, it's for many, even in our own university, a bit of a mystery. And I think that because of the structure of universities, which are, units within faculties and with the financing structure of the faculty and the recognition of what are you really doing in your workload in regard of your faculty connection and your unit connection and all of those things that all academic people understand. I must say that we don't stumble on that. We just walk over. Even though over the past, some of the colleagues did not see a recognition for their training of one of a PhD in another faculty, this has not stopped us of doing it. So we have used and went and tapped in into a much larger pool of talent. We have not limited ourselves to industrial engineers, to forester, to business student, to computer science. We have decided to tap in the full spectrum of these talent and attract them to the forest sector science. It will be exciting because you will learn something that all your other colleagues and your discipline will not learn because they're not working with the other in their research field. And this has been the key. But of course, everything is not solved within the university in terms of facilitating interdisciplinary research. But the thing is, for our professor, I've decided not to stumble on this and just walk over it and say, we will do it, whatever. And we will get student, train student. I'm training student in the Faculty of Forestry. Luke is training student in the Faculty of Engineering. And we've been doing it in the business school. And it doesn't matter. What matters is that we get the best talent for doing the research and that we put together the best supervising team, whatever it is, to do it. And then we follow the rules. We follow the rules of forestry. We follow the rules of the engineering school and the business school. And we just get into the process that each of these unit faculty have defined for getting a PhD or a master's degree in their discipline. And I think the professors, they need to go forward in that and not stumble on some constraint that have not yet been taken away and just walk over it and just do it. Because this is where we have breakthroughs. Mm-hmm. Right. We will have breakthroughs at the interface of our discipline.
Yes,
I think that's right. What I believe.
Yeah. And it's really great to hear a proactive approach that you've been taking to solve one of the big challenges that we are facing these days, which is the lack of graduate students in our discipline. So thank you very much, Professor Demuth, and then Professor Lavelle, for your hard work in UFRO. And I look forward to seeing your future endeavors.
much we have for saying.
Thank you very much, both of you. Thank you for coming here to Quebec City and give this opportunity to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us here.
I'd like to thank all three of you for taking the time to participate in this podcast and share your vision for the future of this field. For more information about this podcast, please visit the IUFRO website, www.iufro.org. IUFRO Division 3 podcasts are produced by myself and Woodham Chung, with support from Faye and Lucille Stewart Endowment Funds at Oregon State University.